You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Americans are neck deep in brackets as the madness of men's college basketball spills over into a variety of topics, including classical music. Our sister station, 91 Classical, has been hosting its first ever March Music Madness tournament. And this morning, the winning composition was announced. 91 Classical's Colleen Phelps is here to tell us about the winner. So, Colleen, let's start with the music. What did the people choose?
In the end, it ended up being Handel's Music for Royal Fireworks.
You posted some great notes about this on WPLN.org. What is your favorite story about the history of this composition?
The premiere of Music for Royal Fireworks was wild. Even at the dress rehearsal, 12,000 people showed up to see this outdoor concert. And then the premiere itself was a complete disaster because the weather was damp and the fireworks set off stray explosions and it set people's clothing on fire, and then it eventually set the building on fire. In the end, the reviews said very little mischief was done and only two people were killed.
Was that common? Were more than two people killed at some other classical concerts back in the day?
You know, actually in the ballet, it was pretty frequent that the tutu would catch on fire because what they used to make the tutu stiff and the candlelight that they danced by, a lot of ballerinas caught on fire.
That is truly amazing. So with this song, why do you think it won out over its opponent Copland's Appalachian Spring?
I think explosions are just a lot of fun. The idea of the pageantry of this. The instrumentation is a little wild. Even though it's an orchestral piece, it has a ton of wind instruments because at the premiere it didn't use strings. And I think also people connect really well to George Frideric Handel because of Messiah being a cultural institution now. And even Water Music and Music for Royal Fireworks, the two big outdoor pieces, a lot of people use them for wedding processionals and things like that. They really have that sentimental connection.
Well, thank you, Colleen.
Thanks, Jason.
Colleen Phelps is a host at our sister station, 91 Classical, where you can hear the full musical reveal of the March Madness music winner at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m.